Welcome to the Good Mood Show. This is a show that is certain to put you in a good mood and teach you strategies on how to stay there. Today, we are going to be talking with Kevin Burke, and Kevin is one of the designers of the human game. And he says that we can use astrology to figure out how to solve the happiness problem. So let's go ahead and get into Kevin's tip on how to feel good.
My name is Kevin B. Burke. I'm the headmaster of the Real Astrology Academy and the creator of the Human Game. And I'm going to show you how to solve the happiness problem. If you're like most people, you experience moments of happiness interrupted by problems. You solve a problem and experience a moment of happiness, and then another problem pops up. Life can feel like a game of whack-a-mole as you run from problem to problem. You believe that when there are no more problems, then you'll finally be happy. You're searching for your happily ever after. But what if happiness is the problem? No matter what the situation looks like, the real problem is you're not happy. And when you're happy, nothing is a problem. The human game is a philosophy based on the idea that the universe is made up of stories. If everything is story, when you understand how story works, you can understand anything, including happiness. To solve the happiness problem, we first need to understand the difference between a problem and an obstacle. An obstacle is anything that interferes with your ability to achieve an external goal. Anything that stands between you and something you want is an obstacle. A problem is anything that interferes with your happiness. Just because something's an obstacle doesn't mean it has to be a problem. An obstacle is only a problem if not getting what you want means you won't be happy. Most of the time, when you experience a moment of happiness, it immediately follows achieving a goal or getting something you want. This is why you associate getting what you want with being happy. Part of the happiness problem is that getting what you want doesn't make you happy. Sure, sometimes when you get what you want, you feel happy, but sometimes you get what you want and you don't feel happy. Most of the time, if you don't get what you want, you're not happy about it, but sometimes not getting what you want makes you very happy. It's true that getting what you want doesn't make you happy, but getting what you want doesn't prevent you from being happy either. Getting what you want is fun, but getting what you want has nothing to do with feeling happy. Happiness is a feeling. Feelings exist inside you and literally everything else in your reality, including everything you've ever wanted, appears to exist outside of you. You engage with the outside world because you believe that conditions in the outside world somehow create feelings inside of you. Feelings are the only things that matter. Your entire life is about avoiding pain and pursuing pleasure. You believe that when you achieve an external goal and get what you want, it will create the internal feeling of happiness. To understand the actual relationship between the external world and your internal world, we need to tell a story about the nature of reality. Human beings understand reality by telling stories about it. In the human game philosophy, reality is story and story is reality. To change your reality, you only need to improve your story. To do that, you need to understand how stories work. Think of the reality you experience as a composite story. The human game story matrix is like a prism that splits the composite story into the three component levels of story. The plot level story is the external sequence of events. Everything about the external world, including every goal and every obstacle, relates to the plot level story. You can have fun playing with the plot level story, but it has nothing to do with your happiness. The character level story covers everything about your internal world, including your feelings, emotions, and thoughts. The plot level story is what happened, and the character level story is what happened to me, and how do I feel about it? You find happiness in the character level story. The theme level story is the universal archetypal symbolic world. Astrology operates in the theme level story. The theme level story is where you can find the meaning and purpose of your life. To make changes to the composite story, you make adjustments to the component stories, the plot, character, or theme level stories. Now, you have very little creative control over the plot level story. You didn't design the external world, and it's not your responsibility. No matter how hard you try, you can't control everything, and sometimes you can't control anything. You can choose your goals in the plot-level story and decide how to respond to obstacles, but there will always be obstacles. You have significant creative control over the character-level story. You get to choose how you feel about the plot-level events and obstacles. Most importantly, you get to decide if a plot-level obstacle that interferes with your ability to achieve a goal is also a character-level problem that interferes with your happiness. This isn't magical thinking where you pretend that, you know, difficult, challenging, or traumatic experiences are enjoyable. It's not spiritual bypass where you try to convince yourself that everything will always turn out for the best. It's a small adjustment to your story that untangles the plot-level experience from your character-level happiness. You don't have to accept the external conditions in the plot-level story. You can set goals and devote resources and energy to getting everything you've ever wanted. But even if you fail, even if you don't get what you want and you're not able to change any of the conditions in the outside world, it won't cost you any happiness and it won't prevent you from feeling happy. No matter what the outcome is, you won't lose. This lowers the stakes of the story. In the best case scenario, you end up feeling happier than you do right now. And in the worst case scenario, you stay where you are. It doesn't change the current conditions in your reality, but it does give you better options. When the stakes are low, you can have fun. You can get creative and playful and color outside the lines. You can take your story in an entirely new direction. This is part of the game of the human game philosophy. When you approach life as a series of problems, you go through life asking, how do I fix it? If you approach your life as a game, your entire reality transforms. Instead of asking, how do I fix it? You start asking, how do I win? Instead of something you work at, life becomes something you play. Instead of being an obligation, it becomes an opportunity. Instead of being serious, it becomes fun. When the stakes are high, life is a struggle and you worry you might lose. When you lower the stakes and view your life as a game, you focus on how you can win. And the more fun you have, the less anxious you feel. You can experience this for yourself with the human game experience, The Quest for Happiness. Think of it as an astrology-based reality role-playing game. Visit playthehumangame.com to learn more.
All right. So I really like this philosophy of see your life as a game that you get to play. I've used this as a mind experiment many times. And, you know, if you're really interested, I'm sure that Kevin's human game would be a fun thing to look at. But we could just take away from his conversation with us and start to look at it, our own life as a game. There are consequences, just like if you're playing a video game, if you run in the street and your character gets run over, he dies. Well, same thing would probably happen for us. But when it's just a game, many of the things that are not life and death, we don't have to treat like life and death, right? Like the person that you work with says something rude to you. And instead of like making a big deal out of it, if it's really inconsequential in the game, we could just be playful with it. We could brush it off. You know, my favorite game to play when somebody is rude is to send them a prayer of feeling better, not to their face, because I'm not doing it to like get back at them. I'm doing it like to help me. If somebody's rude to me on the phone or in person, I'm like, man, I'm such a nice guy and I just want good for everyone. If someone is rude to me, they must really be feeling bad. So silently, I'll send a prayer for them and that whatever's going on with them that would have them be rude today, that their day is lightened. Well, the game that does for me is that now I'm like giving love to somebody instead of taking offense to something. So that's one of the ways that I love to play this game, the human game. And I think it's a really fun, a fun mind experiment that Kevin has taken us through. The other thing he said that I think about often when it comes to thinking of life as a game is that it appears that our feelings and thoughts are inside and everything else is outside. Well, the trippy thing is that everything is inside. the entire world exists within our minds. We're like living in the matrix. You can only, you know, you think that you're touching something outside of you, but you only experience that touch in your own brain. Right? You think you're seeing something outside of you, but everything you see is processed inside your brain. You think that you hug someone else and that feels nice, but the feeling of being nice and the experience of hugging someone comes in your own brain. So you literally are only inside, like an avatar. Like, remember that movie Avatar with the blue people? You're like a soul that is an avatar inside of this body, experiencing everything as the human, and like your body is the blue avatar. So when you really, really think about it, you are playing a game because your soul is eternal and this body is just, you know, it's, you know, it has consequences and we want to do the best that we can with it, but ultimately your soul is eternal. So we can lower the stakes a little bit and this can lead to more happiness. The other thing that, that Kevin said that I really liked was that feelings are the only things that matter. I couldn't agree more. This is the good mood show. Once I understood that the only things that matter were how I felt, everything changed. That's why I created the good mood show. It's because nothing else matters. It doesn't matter if you have all the money in the world, if you hate your life. The money, it has no consequence. It doesn't matter if you have a little bit of money in your bank account, but you love your life. The money has no consequence. The loving of your life or the hating of your life is the only thing that matters because everything that you experience is inside of you and your feelings are how you're, that is your experience. How you're feeling is your experience. So again, the external success doesn't matter. It's entirely an inside game. Really, really fun mental concept here by Kevin bringing us to the human game. Go out on your day to day and make your game one that you can win. And you do that by choosing to win. All right, we'll see you later.